Well, the way that we usually run that is I would give my report at this time in in the sermon. And then later, just before the end of the service, there would be a few reports, the treasurer and so forth. And we have two reports, plus we elect new members of the vestry. So that's what we're going to do again today. And I think it'll go quite well. It has in recent years. So that's what we're undertaking right at this moment. And what I want to do is to give you my report, which will consist of a few things, not least of which is the scripture. So I have a version of it here on my phone that I want to read to you. This was from the first reading that Lottie read today, and there's one verse in particular I want to highlight. The translation that I am sharing with you right now is called The Message. I recommend that to you as you're reading the Bible and want to get some other deeper meanings from it. And verse 5 reads this way: God's various ministries are carried out everywhere, but they all originate in God's Spirit. I think that that is what we are experiencing here at St. Francis. I think that that is an extremely important dynamic of our fellowship. It's one that can be easily missed because there's so many other things going on. And sometimes what the Spirit does is not always visible, but it's always powerful. So what I want to do is just outline a little bit about how that has gone over the last couple of years. And it was a few years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, where we set out our long-range plan. And that was by 2020, we would become a sustainable network of missional communities. In other words, of large groups of 15 to maybe 50, if we ever got that big with them. And that would be a network that is working together. And this meeting at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings is the hub of it, the place where it originates from. And one of the reasons that we did that was this. As we were looking at the long-range plan at that time and thinking about what's going on here at St. Francis and where do we want to be, how do we want to go, we had a long-range plan from earlier. The search committee that was going on and that process had a long-range plan before I arrived that said, let's become a big church with a big building and a big staff and things like that. I mean, that's an abbreviation of it, but that, you know, it's, you know, we want to grow and we want to have a larger building. That was a big part of what was going on. However, I kept getting the message, and soon, very directly, we just really like being a church of about 40. So I'm thinking, well, I think that's great. I think a church of about 40 is an excellent size. So I said, well, you know, we've got this other plan here. Why do we want to do that when we really like being this? And my suggestion was, let's multiply groups that size as often as we can, and that would be how we would grow. So we came up with that network of groups that multiply out, and that's what this chart is about. It's half covered up, but for good reason. This chart is the first description of that. Here we are on Sunday morning and our church, and there are various groups that are growing out of that, that are reaching into the community. And so we've gone down that path, I think, quite well, going at our own pace, discovering what it means for us, trying not to import too much from outside, but getting some clues and some prompts, and then seeing what goes on from that. And that has happened, I think, with some very fine results. And the results have to do with this. We now have three groups that are, in one way or another, along that path, in their own path of development, in becoming what we're calling a missional community. And we have the park, and we have the garden, and we have Symphony, each at somewhere along that stage, and doing quite well, I think. And that's what's happening, and that's what this chart is about right here. Not quite as large as the other one, but you can see here's St. Francis, here's the garden, the park, and Symphony. Symphony met this morning, by the way, at the Symphony Assisted Living Center, and they'll meet again later in the month, next week, I believe. And what they do is have a communion service there for the residents and staff. And there'll be other things that go on, as you know, visiting and helping people there at other times. And then the park meets right over here in this housing development, and just reaching people in the park there who don't have a church. And then the garden, the physical garden, of course, is right out there, growing produce for people who need the food bank, so they have fresh produce, and then pursuing other things as well. And that's what's going on. Over here, we have other things that are happening. Bright Beginnings, Christmas Mother, and so forth. Those are one-time outreaches each year. We do it once a year. And then we have also the liturgical arts, which is what we do Sunday, and hospitality and security and administration. This is a whole picture of who we are today, right at this moment. And as you can see, it appears as if the Sunday morning hub is smaller, but actually it's not. We just couldn't get a big enough chart, you know, for this. What's happened is, as these groups have developed and these outreaches have gone on, then our influence in the community has increased. And that's what is happening. Where we are touching people is in new and different places as time goes on, and that will continue. So what we want to do is get to, in 20, maybe this is 2022, is something like this. Here's St. Francis, and then we have more of these kinds of groups, and they are influencing in the community all over the place, much more so than we are now. And some of them, as you can see, these little tiny dots here, some of these groups actually multiply in and of themselves, so that a new group starts from an existing group, and not, and even though it could be born out of here on Sunday morning, it could also be born out of one of the groups, which would be a tremendous step forward. That's where we are at the present time. That's where we're going. I think it's a very, very strong position that we are in as a local church. And in fact, a wonderful position, and we'll keep going further and further along those lines. I think that there are a couple of things, too, that we need to maybe focus on for just a moment that point to where we are going, where the direction that we are heading in. Because where we are heading can be somewhat challenging. And in fact, there is a very specific challenge that I want to put before you today that some of you may not have considered, and some of you may have considered, but said, well, I don't know about that. So I'd like you to consider it. And it's a small challenge, but it's one that's extremely important. It can be easy for us to be thinking of this gathering Sunday morning as our family. And what I would like to ask you to consider is to think of this gathering on Sunday morning as a neighborhood of families. So that the garden identifies itself as a family, and the park identifies itself as a family, and Symphony identifies itself as a family, and maybe some other groups here identify themselves as a family. And when we get together, it's all the families of the St. Francis neighborhood getting together to encourage each other, to receive, and to be built up. Now, that's a shift that can be challenging, but it's not that big of a step, but it's still a very important step. And if you would conceive of St. Francis in that manner, what happens is that we have the viewpoint where we can increase our influence in the communities around us. We can inviting more and more people who live around us into the family of God, because there'll be places for them to come in addition to our time together here on Sunday morning. And that could be a very, very powerful and significant kind of direction and flow that we take. It is the direction that we've been going in for a few years, but it's also the direction that would increase and deepen as we move ahead. And it'll start with our own self-perception and our own thinking about what St. Francis is like. And I think that what would unfold are a number of things, and a few of them are this. I think we would see some absolutely amazing things in the very near future. We've already seen some amazing things. But here are some amazing things that I think would be coming. Wouldn't it be amazing if each of these three missional communities took the next step? For example, if the park released another group, raised up a leader and released another group. Wouldn't it be amazing if Symphony, which now has two teams functioning, would have three teams functioning? Wouldn't it be amazing if the garden develops together a laser-sharp focus and then is able to influence people who have never been influenced by the gospel before because of what they're doing? It would be just absolutely amazing to see that kind of growth going. That growth stems from seeing us as a collection or neighborhood of families, each family becoming very strong and very able on its own. You can also, as you get the opportunity and the ability to join in, might find that you want to join in with one of these groups. And the advantage of one of those groups is this. Your discipleship will deepen and enrich when you're in one of these missional communities. It'll deepen and enrich more so than Sunday morning as a standalone experience for you. Now, every Sunday morning is significant and very important, and it'll go so far. And then when you get into one of these missional communities, it'll deepen even more. Your experience of Jesus and your experience of following him becomes empowered to a degree that it's not empowered anywhere else. Now, you might not be able to do that. You might not be able to walk into one of those groups right now, but at some point, you may be able to. And that's what you'll find, that you'll be able to actually grow in your Christian life in a manner that you have yet to imagine. And you'll be doing things that you never pictured yourself doing. You can ask any of the folks who were working in any of these groups if that's not the case. And it is the case. It is the case. I want to encourage you to be thinking about that. Just first, what is your self-perception of St. Francis? Is it one family or is it a neighborhood? And the second, what is your goal, your God-given goal? Would you, if God opened the door and gave you the opportunity and the time and the energy, would you step into one of those missional communities, maybe one that isn't even formed yet in the near future, so that you could know Jesus better than you do today? That, I think, is St. Francis today. That is who we are at this moment. And that is the direction that we're going in. So my question for you is this. What is God, by his Spirit, whispering in your heart about all of this? What are the steps that God may be asking you to take? Or the assumptions, maybe, to have his Spirit shine light on so that they may shift or grow in one way or another? How's that working inside your own heart right now, this morning? That's part of what God is doing to grow our church in some various ways. Would you please stand? Well, Jesus, we thank you for St. Francis and that you've drawn us here today and to this at this season in our lives, you've drawn us together. And we ask that for the glory of your name, you would keep guiding us in the direction that you desire, and that we would walk in the path that you have made, and your word to us would be the light upon that path. And we ask that for the glory of your name. Amen.